Our next speaker will be Prakash Shabar. Prakash is a plant pathologist. He has 30 years of experience in research program management. Includes experience in cereal microbiology and biological control of fungal diseases in cereal, oilseed, and perennial plants, as well as IPM. And he is currently the National Program Manager for Phytophthora morm, as well as Black Stem Rust Program with APHIS. Prakash.
Good morning, everybody. I really appreciate the Comptiv Committee for this invitation and to give you a brief update on the Phytophthora morm regulatory program at APHIS. I think after the exciting presentations, you're into the next 15 minutes of the most boring part of the presentation, nothing scientific or nothing exciting. Before I start, I'd really like to acknowledge Don Gibbons for having laid such a solid foundation to this Phytophthora morm program. I'm just hoping you give me 5 minutes extra.
No, we're fine.
So, I'm going to start by going directly to where we are today. As you would see that there's been a steady decline since the initial large outbreak in terms of remorum positive detections in the various nurseries from the, this is the data from the Western region. The reasons that we have listed here is identification of this high-risk plants, inspecting the host plants when the disease is most prevalent. I think some of the states are doing more than one inspection per year. And some of the various questions that have come up over the years is, are we inspecting enough? Is the timing and the sampling procedures perfect? Are we sampling enough in the quarantine versus the regulated areas? As you know, we describe 14 counties in California and one in Oregon as the quarantine counties. And the three states, Washington, Oregon, and California, are regulated, all the other counties. And none of the other states in the country are either under regulations or quarantine. In addition, one of the big gaps that was pointed out was lack of training, lack of trained field personnel. Now, when it comes to nursery detections, as this graph shows, the survey results do agree with ranking those plants that we are ranking at the genus level, that is rhododendrons, camellias, pieris, viburnum, and kalmia. So this has been the detections over from 2003 to 2009. The critical questions from number of reviews and working groups that has come out over the years is, does this sampling, is it biased? Does the sampling size affect the results? And is the soil detection method currently robust enough? You heard about the water baiting from the previous speakers. I think that is a very robust system that we have currently in place. I'm sorry that I'm not sure what happened here. Number of captions that I had has disappeared from this presentation. But this is the detections in 2009. About 25 sites positive around the country. This is not an up-to-date list. I just wanted to highlight here that over the years, there's been a number of repeats. There's been a steady decline, as you had seen earlier in the graph. But I think California has about 4 or 5 detections this year. I'm sure Oregon probably 3 or 4, and Washington maybe about 5. So I think from what I've heard from my colleagues in the States is that this might be a bad year given the weather conditions that are heavy rainfall. So we're just bracing for more detections and more trace forward work. We've also had some detections in the east and the southern states. I just want to highlight this, as the speakers had earlier mentioned, repeated nurseries are an issue. We've had, as I mentioned, a number of discussions, review committees, working groups before I joined the Peter Moran program, which was in November 2008. We've had the latest national program review we had was in December 2009, and some of the general outcomes or highlights that was pointed out that for program improvement was we need a better analysis of ACES data on host plants, positive finds, plant imports, risk analysis and the spread. For nursery production, we definitely need a better best management practices, critical control points to be identified, and develop better regulatory options that are timely and in alignment with best management practices and critical control points. All these issues will come up in the next few years. The initiative, the North Stock Initiative, is one of the first major programs that we have, ACES has funded, to set up this facility here, thanks to the coordination between Dominican University, Siddharth and his team, CFIS, and the various people that have come and collaborated at this center. Diagnostic tools was mentioned, rapid diagnostics. There's always a delay. Could we do something better right on the nurseries, the nursery sites, rather than being transported to the lab? And an item that was mentioned was, are we paying more attention to movement and shipping of nursery material within the country while we are ignoring what's coming out, being imported into the country from other say from Europe or other countries. Now, the various action items have been published. If you go to the Phytophthora website, the outcomes of the review has been published. Some of the action items were identified as short term, some medium and some long term. The number of tasks that we were asked to implement as APHIS or in collaboration with other stakeholders. The path of implementing some of these action items was thought the best way would be to set up working groups, which included regulatory research and nursery production practices working groups. We've been collaborating with some of those folks that I've listed there, the various federal agencies, as Forest Service, ARS. I would say the total contribution of funding for Peter Moran related work per year is approximately $8 million or even more. So there's quite a, even in these lean years, I'm happy to note that there is this level of funding. We've been in touch with the nursery industry, universities, the National Plant Board for guidance, and a number of NGOs too. Now, briefly, the action items that was mentioned for the regulatory group was reviewing and revising some of the regulatory protocols that are in place currently, which takes into account the critical control points, high-risk plants, as well as soil and water positives. We heard this morning, we are stream baiting. What are we going to do with it? We currently don't have a mitigation method. We can't apply large amounts of chemicals into the water streams. So these are some of the research issues that I hope research at Norstok would come up with, or at the universities. The second important point was conducting in-depth analysis of port of entry data and revising the current protocols that we have in place, or no protocols we have in place, when plants are shipped in. A lot of plants are shipped in as soil-free rooted cuttings. We can't identify any symptoms. So maybe better techniques for identifying Phytophthora or more rapid molecular-based techniques may help us. Conducting national survey, more thorough survey dedicated to P. remora rather than bundled survey that was being done before. We currently have almost $500,000 dedicated towards P. remora national survey. There are 21 states are participating. The funds have been distributed. Hopefully we will have the results by the end of this year. And also developing some very clear guidelines or triggers for deregulation and regulation. As you know, we have nursery positives in a number of states, in the east, south, and also in the west, but we have very little guidelines as triggers to say, do we regulate these areas or not? How do we regulate if it's in a saliva positive area? So there's a number of these issues that come up frequently, and we're trying to hopefully find some answers. I wouldn't go a whole lot into the research action items. I think you saw firsthand what will be done here at Norstok. Rapid diagnostics, treatment for cost-effective remediation for soil and water was highlighted, and some of the nursery, just to continue the nursery action items, this is a group that would include largely the nursery industry, would be how to implement some of these research findings or scale up some of these remediation methods. There was a very clear indication that we need to go into a systems approach and evaluate the effectiveness or cost benefits of ongoing initiatives. The programs in Oregon, the GATE program, I think has been a very good start. Hopefully we've come up with some answers in how to approach when there is a nursery that is positive for P. remora and remediation. We have had a number of state regulatory officials and APHIS PPQ personnel volunteer for their time and effort in these working groups. CFIS is in the process of putting together the research coordination group, and we have had several rounds of discussions with the nursery industry on trying to put together the nursery group. Just briefly, this is the current composition of the regulatory working group. There have been seven different areas that have been identified as important issues to be taken up by the subgroups. We've had quite a number of people from around the various states that have agreed to participate and lead some of these subgroups. Gary Horn, Gray Horn, and I'll be co-chairing this regulatory working group. Just to go briefly into the process, we'll have some objectives and some of the tasks identified. Hopefully the group will come up with some strategies to implement, and then also some measures of success or resources needed and the timelines. We've had a number of ongoing activities. We've been in the process of completing the final rule. We've been discussing with the APHIS leadership and the National Plant Board and industry on mechanism to improve traceability. And also, we have currently piloting some of the rapid response or on-site assessments and mobile labs. I think in South Carolina and North Carolina, we've had piloted some of these initiatives now. Hopefully, we'll continue receiving additional support on national surveys for next year, and the research that comes out from all the good work that you folks are doing here might also help us in improving the program. And I'd like to acknowledge a whole lot of people that's listed here for continued support for this program. Thank you.
We have time for two questions.
Mark.
Do you have a parallel track for the wildland of 437 that you got in New Jersey?
Pardon, say that again, Kim.
Do you have a parallel track for the wildland of forestry that you got in New Jersey?
I think the next talk from Bruce might give us some more insight into that. We are working with Bruce Molson on that.
One more question.
I'm Howard Michael. Gosh, with the changes we've seen in information from the UK on the shift of Douglas fir to a potential wall host and these other conifer species, when should we be anticipating, or what's going to be the response in terms of those hosts in the host list and how we're going to see some changes?
Yeah, the process so far has been when Canada or UK updates their list, we follow suit. That can be a more all the information we need to update our host list.
Thank you very much.
I'd also like to mention that Stacy Scott would be taking on the leadership for the Western region on the Peter Morgan program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.